This morning I would like for us to begin in Acts 4:36 with the study of a great man in the Bible, but one who is often overlooked or overshadowed by men who are written a lot more about. His name was Joseph. He was a Levite from the country of Cyprus. The New King James Version calls him Joseph, J-O-S-E-S. The apostles called him Barnabas, and that is how we know him. Barnabas means son of encouragement. Can you imagine being such an encouragement that the apostles would change your name to Barnabas? You might ask yourself sometime, what person in the Bible do I relate to the most? Everybody can use a mentor, somebody whose behavior we look to as a pattern for training, and who better than someone that God has put before us as an example of a person who is faithful. Ladies, are you more of a Martha or a Mary? Are you Ruth or Naomi, or are you a little bit of both? Or maybe you're a Lydia, the seller of purple, or the wife of noble character in Proverbs 31. Perhaps you are an Esther. There are tons of men in the Bible for us to learn from, and one or more that you might especially relate to. My dad had a very dry sense of humor, so I think he was joking when he said that the person he relates to the most was Job, who had all the problems. My brother would say that I reminded him of the Apostle Paul. I don't know why, maybe because Paul was a writer, but I always took it as a compliment. You see, my brother was a Barnabas. He was an encourager. He would say things like that that would encourage another person. We are introduced to, well, first I just want to say that Eastside is filled with Barnabases, both men and women. And I was going to give y'all some examples today of the Barnabases that I have seen in this congregation. But instead, y'all tell me, y'all look around at the Barnabases that we have and tell me, or tell the person, tell the Barnabas, you are a Barnabas. We are introduced to Joseph, also known as Barnabas, in Acts 4:36. Verse 37 says that Barnabas, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet for the apostles to distribute to the early believers in Jerusalem. Of course, y'all know to be like the Bereans in Acts 17:11 to search the scriptures to find out whether what I say is true today, just as they search the scriptures to see if Paul and Silas were teaching them what was so. On the other hand, some of what I would like to tell you today about my study of Barnabas comes from historians. I would not know how to fact check them, but some historians believe some of these things. For example, apparently Paul or Barnabas, like Saul, learned at the feet of Gamaliel, the great teacher. And if so, then he would have had a strong foundation in the prophets in the Old Testament, and he would have had a great knowledge for how those prophecies were filled with Christ coming and the blood of the new covenant. Also, as an early disciple, Paul, Barnabas might have been a target of Saul when he went out to persecute believers before his conversion. In Acts 9, beginning with verse 1, we read, then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Saul was struck blind on the road to Damascus. His sight was restored by Ananias, and he began preaching Christ in synagogues. But in Acts 9:36 we read, "And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him because of the persecuting that he had done. They did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles." Verse 27. It was Barnabas, the encourager, who facilitated Saul's entree into the work with the apostles. In Acts 11:22, we find Barnabas being sent from the church in Jerusalem to Antioch, where some believers had scattered after the persecution surrounding Stephen, the martyr. Verse 23, "When Barnabas came and had seen the grace of God, and he was glad and encouraged them all, that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he, Barnabas, was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul." This was Saul, who he might have grown up with at the feet of Gamaliel, and Saul, who had perhaps sought him out as a target to persecute and kill or bind. They returned together to Antioch, and verse 26, "assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch." Verse 30, next, "A famine arose in Jerusalem, so the Christians in Antioch sent relief to the elders at the church in Jerusalem by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. When Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem, they took with them John, whose surname was Mark, who became their assistant on what we call the Paul's first missionary journey. By now, Saul is called Paul, and with him being the chief speaker, their names are written Paul and Barnabas rather than Barnabas and Saul." Of course, we know that Mark did not complete the first missionary journey. And beginning in Acts 15:36, we read, "Then, after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing.' Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul insisted they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches." I would like to stop for a second and offer my opinion about this. I choose to believe that it was in Barnabas' nature to stick by Mark, to put his own reputation on the line, that yes, Mark might have failed them before, but to encourage him and to strengthen him, then he wanted to take Mark with them again. Paul is the chief speaker, but Barnabas is the encourager. And sure enough, I believe that Mark went on to do great things for the Lord. I think there are three Marks in the Bible, and I don't know one from another. The historians don't even agree on whether there were three or two or one, but I'm confident that Mark did great things. Later, Paul and Mark worked together, and Barnabas and Saul worked together again. So this division that they had at one point was not lasting. Now I'd like to talk about some of the history that I've read about Barnabas that is outside of the scriptures. They say that Barnabas continued to preach the gospel with amazing success. But like many great men in the New Testament, he died as a martyr. He was either stoned to death or bound with a rope by the neck and then being dragged to a site where he was burned to death. I have talked about Barnabas today because I admire how he was an encourager, and because all of us can use encouragement. A lady said just yesterday, we can all use Barnabases in our lives. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." The New Living Translation says it this way, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work." On Friday evening, I happened to stumble upon a phrase that said something to the effect that I am just one hungry man telling others where to find bread. It was something that a preacher would say, the bread meaning the bread of life. In John 6:35, Christ said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." I know where to find bread. We know where to find bread. This morning I want to encourage us to really devour the bread, make it our daily feast, and share it with each other and with the world. I tried to keep this short this morning, perhaps to inspire us to, each of us to read up on Barnabas if you like, or follow some other person that you relate to in the Bible. I have a bunch more things to say, but maybe I will jot them down and maybe they can be published in the bulletin some week. That is just more my style than speaking in public. But if you have just another minute, I would like to say something personal. I woke up yesterday with a voice in my head that said, "I cannot do this." I knew that I could stand here. I know I can talk. I know I can read. But the voice in my head, not a literal voice, but this doubt, this defeat, told me that it would not be any good. I would just be wasting your time. And that's why I tried to read more scriptures in this than just riff on my opinion about all this. It scared me because I'm not used to that voice. It just came out of nowhere. It blindsided me like a sucker punch. And I wasn't fully awake. I could hardly breathe because I so stopped up and my mouth was so dry. From our lesson this morning in class, I should have looked, and I would have looked in the Word. And God's Word would have pulled me through. But instead, I prayed. I prayed to God to send His Holy Spirit to comfort me. And I believe that He did. And I believe, or I know, that we have an open invitation to humbly approach the throne of God in mercy whenever that we feel the need to. I do not remember when I could not go And I would not wish that situation on anyone. And I know you feel the same way, because we have water right here to wash away the sins of anyone who has not obeyed the gospel. We also have men here who can lead a prayer for any erring child of God who needs the prayer of the congregation. Looking back on yesterday morning, maybe we should feel encouraged that the devil is so scared of our assembly here at Eastside that he would come after me. I'm just filling in. But the devil should be scared, because he should rue the day that this group of saints got together. This is a congregation of Barnabases. And I woke up fine today. So I encourage you. You encourage me. If you are subject to God's invitation, please come forward together. Come forward as together we stand and sing.